Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
Star Wars 7x7, episode 3447. Today, it's the sixth episode in our series of looks at the story of Jedi Fallen Order. The story takes a bit of a detour in this particular, at this particular point, and in this particular episode, I guess, as well, as we're going to talk about what happens when Cal is surprisingly captured by a random bounty hunter. Punch it. Hey, Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So yesterday we were talking about what happened on Zepho the second time that Cal Kestis and company go back to it, the confrontation he has with the second sister, finding out that she actually was Sir Junda's apprentice and has now turned to the dark side and joined the Inquisitorius. But other stuff happens on Zepho after that point. So once Cal, you know, survives their confrontation and then ends up falling from a great height and is able to get a unlock a force ability. This is part of what happens in Jedi Fallen Order, where Cal gets in various situations and flashes back to his training with Joro Tapal, his master, and it helps him unlock a new ability in the game, presumably one that he just hasn't been able to access because his connection to the force has been damaged, as we've heard about in previous storytelling inside Jedi Fallen Order and in previous installments of that discussion here on the podcast. Anyway, he eventually cuts Trilla off from conversation. She's been able to hack into the comms. And he says, Cal does, all right, we got to get back to the ship. So he's trying to make his way back to the Mantis. And he runs into a bounty hunter who's labeled the Huntsman in the game. And yeah, I went looking for some reason because that one name made me think that maybe this character shows up in Star Wars Hunters as well, but does not. Just happens to be Hunters and the Huntsman. But anyway, so he's captured by this person called the Huntsman and wakes up inside a prison cell without his lightsaber. Now, before we explain what the deal is with this, we want to circle back around and talk about how prior to arriving at Zepho this time, there's a conversation that happens on the Mantis between Grease and Seer about how Grease would like to be doing some gambling and how Seer is not happy with that, reminding him that the Haxian Brood, which is some criminal organization, is looking for him because of various gambling debts and whatnot. Well, shucks, it turns out the Huntsman is working with the Haxian Brood, and Cal wakes up in a prison cell, not on Zepho, but in an underground jail on an entirely different planet slash location called Ordo Aris. Cal is able to get out of his jail cell, and he's able to find where BD-1 is. He's in his own little jail cell with a restraining bolt on, and in their attempt to escape, they wind up in a giant fighting pit where they're greeted by an enormous hologram of some guy named Sork Tormo, who is a big deal in the Haxian Brood situation, and everybody's there to bet on Cal Kestis fighting a variety of creatures, and then the Huntsman once again. And just as the Huntsman is defeated, the Mantis arrives. The Mantis has managed to track where the Haxian Brood took Cal and rescues him from there, takes off, and it's at that point then a grateful Cal Kestis, I'm sure, also just immediately goes after Seer Jinda and is like, why didn't you tell me? And Seer's response is, yeah, she'll tell you anything. Like, you can't believe her. And so there is a, you know, very tense back and forth where Seer doesn't really give any ground on this, but you can tell that Cal actually knows that there is some truth to what Trilla was saying. The conversation is kind of interrupted by the fact that one of Saw Gerrera's partisans who stayed on Kashyyyk gets in touch and says, hey, they've managed to get in touch with Tarful, and Tarful will actually meet you. So they're going to be heading back to Kashyyyk and finding out what's going on there and see if they can learn more about what the Zepho might have been doing on Kashyyyk. And Cal and Seer decide that they're going to have a deeper conversation about this stuff, quote unquote, later, which we will be discussing, I'm sure, on a later episode of this podcast as we continue looking at the story mode for Jedi Fallen Order. But that is going to do it for this episode and this episode of the podcast. I just want to quickly say that if you enjoy these shows, whether you've been listening for weeks or months or years, and you would like to support this effort to bring a daily dose of Star Wars joy into and around the world, I hope you will consider supporting the show at patreon.com/sw7x7. And it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for this episode, as always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.